Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 1, we were shown that through Isaiah 43 verses 10 and 11, chapter 44 verse 6, Psalm 45 verse 6, and Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8, that Jesus and God are one. Let's continue with that lesson today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now the next passage I want to look at is Isaiah 43, verse 10 and 11. There it says, "Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." Now notice there, he said there is no God formed before him or after him. And he said, beside him, there is no Savior. So God says, he is Savior. Now again, even those cults that say there's only one God and it's not Jesus, even they admit that this verse is talking about Almighty God. And God here says only he is Savior. In Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, we read this, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am first, and I am last, and beside me there is no God." And then verse 8 of Isaiah 44, "Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. There is no God beside me. Yea, there is no God. I know not any." So we're told here, there's not any other God, only one. The next verse I'd like to look at is in Psalms chapter 45 and verse 6. It's actually the verse that is quoted in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8. And here it says, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter." So we see here that the God that he's referring to here, that he says, "Thy throne, O God," this is Almighty God. Okay. That's what Psalms is saying. Almighty God is forever and ever. In Hebrews 1:8, "But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." Now here we see the Son called, O God, same word, only in Greek. And it is quoting Psalm 45 and verse 6. And by the way, in the Greek Textus Receptus, which is the right Greek text, God is capitalized. And you should know that. And it's referring to him in his almightiness. Now the next passage is Psalms 86, verse 9. "All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name." Now we're told here, the nations come and worship before thee, O Lord. Now let's think on this. God said in Exodus 34 that he was jealous, no worship for anyone else. Yet we do read in Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, "Every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." But it's interesting that he said the nation shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, speaking of Jehovah, O Lord. And yet, in worshiping before the Lord, It's also referring the nation's coming to Jesus Christ sitting on that throne in the millennium. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt. Thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. Now this is the second time that God said, there is no Savior beside me. So to refer to anyone else's Savior besides the Lord Jesus Christ is an error. Well, let's move on. There is another passage in the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 14, verses 16 through 18. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations, now this is talking about at the end of the tribulation, anyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So, this is saying the Lord of hosts, the King of kings, the King, is going to be worshipped. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. In other words, God will send judgment on them that won't come. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. Now again, there's only one Lord God. Only He saves. Only He is King. And when the nations come to His throne in Jerusalem and visit Him, they will bow and worship Him. We remember, once again, God is jealous. Worship no other gods. And don't make an image of any other god in addition to that. That takes us to Matthew chapter 9, verse 18, as we jump over to the New Testament. While He spake these things, speaking of Jesus Christ, while He spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped Him. That is, he worshipped Jesus, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Jesus received worship. Now, would that please a jealous God if Jesus is not God? Would that not make Him worthy of condemnation? Would that not make Him a sinner above all? He would be guilty of blasphemy of the name of God. Now that takes us to John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I like that before I read any further there. In the beginning, at the very start of creation, the very first millisecond of creation, was, mean already existing. That's what the word was there. Three-letter word was, but it means already existing. In the beginning, already existing the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, speaking of God Almighty. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So the Word is God. The Word makes all things. The same was in the beginning with God. And verse 14 of John 1 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt. That word dwelt means tabernacled, like as in a tent. His body was the tent. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. God Almighty came to this earth in the person of Jesus Christ. In John 9, 35 through 38, Jesus heard that they had cast Him out. And when He had found Him, He said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? Who is the Son of God? Doesn't Psalms 2, verse 7 say this? I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. The Son of God, making Himself equal with God. That's from the Old Testament. And now we're seeing the fulfillment here in John 9. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen Him, and it is He that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and worshipped Him. Jesus again receives worship. Now, if he's not God Almighty, then that's not good. Satan was kicked out of heaven because he thought he would ascend up into the mountains, up into the sides of the north, and exalt his throne above the Most High to receive worship. And so, my friend, that would be no better than Satan himself if Jesus is not God. Then we read in Titus chapter 2, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, what's interesting there is the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, is a Greek couplet. Now, there is a rule of Greek grammar that is always true. Always, always, always true. And that rule is this. When you have two adjective nouns in the same Greek couplet, it always, always refers to the same subject. Well, what are the two adjective nouns? Great God is the first one, and Savior is the second one. And who is great God and Savior referring to? Jesus Christ. Now, my friend, you can't say that Jesus Christ is a God or a very high-ranking angel, the highest of angels. No. He is either God, God in the flesh, or he is one of the most miserable beings that we could ever know about because he blasphemed God by receiving worship that was due only unto God, and he would be worthy of eternal damnation for that reason. So Jesus is either a fraud or he is God. Well, my friend, I'm here to tell you, he's Almighty God come in the flesh. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And my friend, I will never apologize for speaking the truth of God's word. Here, God's word has put down completely the philosophical meanderings of the Jehovah Witnesses. But we go on to see here in verse 4 of our text here in Hebrews 1. He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Now the word excellent has the idea of a higher rank. Well, what rank is higher than angel? It is deity. And the word name describes the character of the person. It implies here the authority and dignity of that name. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.